We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Over the weekend, were you alone? Were you home alone, Stoney? Were you Stoney Aloney?
I had one. Myself and Marissa were home with the dogs.
Oh, okay.
Jesse and Cindy were in Illinois. Jesse's still there.
The dogs went with Cindy?
No, the dogs stayed with us.
Oh, I was going to say that you had a dog-free weekend, too?
I wish, because, you know, when you have an older dog, and like Saturday night, Marissa went to friends, neighbors, I went somewhere, and came home a little later than I thought, and I had to clean up three peas off of one dog.
Yeah.
But at least he did it on the floor as opposed to the carpet. So the fact that we got rid of a lot of the carpet is good. A lot easier to clean up.
Good dog. Yeah. Good dog. Peed on the floor.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, he's 14. It's getting tough.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Oy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a decision that's going to have to be
made? No. He's no pain.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm in the belief, even though, you know, in certain situations, it makes the pet owner's life a lot easier. If the dog is not suffering, you know, even if he can't control himself, that's no reason to put him down.
Maybe you could put him in a diaper.
I know. It's been thought of.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Doggy diapers?
Yeah.
That sounds really challenging.
Yeah, I know. Very, very challenging.
Wow. Yes. That's a good debate for another day.
Exactly.
All right. The reason why I said that is because Stoney was doing all sorts of crazy things at home, like, you know, getting carry out, eating out, and watching movies at home.
Yeah. The Pete Davidson movie that I, you know, got a lot of traction, some good reviews going in, produced by Judd Apatow, and directed by him, I should say, as well. The King of Staten Island was dropped on Friday. And I didn't realize... I should have realized. I thought it was like more of a Netflix thing, but it wasn't. So it was like basically on demand. So it was like 1999 or something.
What? First run film.
Yeah, and there was actually some discrepancy. Some people thought it was going to open in like some drive-ins and theaters in the New York area, but they just screwed that up somehow. Anyway, so I said, you know what? I don't. You know, Marissa wanted to watch it. You know, so I said, yeah, sure. But if you think about it, you know, if you know, two admissions to a regular theater on a weekend, probably popcorn, whatever, is going to be more than $20 anyway. So why not?
If you get snacks, it's you're way over $20.
Right.
If you and like your wife or girlfriend, or in this case your daughter, go to a movie, aren't you right around $20? Unless you have one of those like movie coupons or something like that. You're looking at 8 or 9 or 10 just to get in the door.
Right.
So,
and the popcorn is like
$19.99 is a hell of a price.
Yeah. And it was a really good movie. I enjoyed the movie. It was somewhat autobiographical because his, you know, in real life, Pete Davidson's father was a fireman who died in 9/11. This wasn't a 9/11, but his father had passed away before the movie starts. And Pete Davidson basically is playing himself. He's, you know, crazy. And I thought it was funny, some very inappropriate stuff again, but it was good. I really enjoyed it. But it got me to thinking, the movie, if you own a, you know, movie theaters, if this keeps up, this is going to, I mean, look, I love going to theaters, you know, but let me tell you something. If the weather's bad, you don't feel like driving, like if the, you know, whatever, you know, let's, you know, let, the new Avengers movie's coming out, let's say, okay, right? The Black Widow, I'll pay $25 and watch it with the whole family at home. Why not?
I'd pay more than $25.
Or whatever it is. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just throwing a number out there. And especially if you have a decent sized screen, it's not the same experience. I will never suggest that at all. But, you know, it's something that I think these movie theaters have to be, you know, cognizant of, that they're going to be losing some business, you know, when all the Corona stuff is over.
Yeah, this is a theory that we've discussed for years. The thought of what if they could find a way, and find whatever that price is. And it would probably be a price that would fluctuate. Like if it was an Avengers movie, maybe $70 or something like that. Whereas if it's a Judd Apatow, Pete Davidson movie, like you saw, maybe more like $20. So maybe the range goes up based somewhat on the demand.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I don't know. I'm sure that there are movie theater experts who have the feel of this better than I do. I still think that the reason why the movie theater will stick around is because it's the easiest, cheapest date still going. And I make, they had quotes with my hands, date. It's like a date night. Going to a movie with your boyfriend or girlfriend, wife or husband, is still kind of like going on a date because it's a, whatever. And if you take away that, granted, you can still go out to dinner, the dinner date. But dinners, do require you to talk to each other. And some people don't even want to talk to each other. They just want to go right to the movie, sit next to each other, spend time together, but still enjoy it. I don't know. I think this thing will have to go on for a lot longer for our behavior to change in such a way that we do away with the movie. I mean, I think the movie industry will struggle when it first comes back because people are nervous about going off with strangers and sitting in confined spaces. But I still think it'll be back, don't you?
Yeah, I think it'll be back. People like me, I still will go. There's no doubt about it. I love going to the theater. I love the hot popcorn and, the whole experience. However, there are certain advantages to watching it at home. I mentioned the dogs. If the dog's got to go out, you put it on pause. You let the dogs out. You have to go to the bathroom. I mean, especially, as I get older, I have to go to the bathroom more. When I'm in a theater, I have to run out, make sure I pray I don't miss anything important. Now I would just pause something or, something happens where, you're making some food or whatever. You pause something and you don't miss you don't miss anything. And I think that plus the convenience and the technology, Jamie, it's only going to get better. I mean, we're certainly not at the ceiling of movie technology for in-home. It's only going to get better and better.
Yeah, but everything you just said there, with the exception of the bathroom thing, to me are reasons why you do want to still go to the movie theater. You don't want the dogs to interrupt your movie. You don't want to think about what's coming out of the oven. That's kind of the whole deal with you go to a movie theater. Hopefully, you turn off your phone.
Yes.
And you're sitting there for 2.5 hours completely ensconced in movie.
That's true.
It's dark. You're in a big seat. You're focused in on the movie. I think you can enjoy a movie that much more, and that's why people like to go to it. It's like escape for a couple hours,
I agree with you, but I do see there are some advantages of, of watching it at home. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number and the ticket text as well.
I think it would be cool if they could do two different types of releases, like do the big movie premiere available at theaters, but also available to watch at home. I love to go to the movies, but I also really love to just stay at home and watch a movie. We have a nice little area in our basement, a small theater to watch movies on. And over this during this whole 3 months, like we kept talking, like if only they would just release one of the movies they were planning on releasing, because we would have paid, I think at one point we probably would have paid $50 to watch a movie. We just wanted some other form of entertainment. I think it would be a way to make more money, make it available at home and at theaters.
Then you can make your own like theme song before the movie starts too. You can figure out a way to do that. More fun at H Park's house.
Yes. Of course, that would.
But have you used it, Heather, during the quarantine?
Oh yeah,
have.
We've watched movies. Oh yeah, for sure. But we just wanted something. We were excited to watch maybe it's something new. But yeah.
No, they've taken back all the big time releases. Didn't they come out? Was that over the weekend that Wonder Woman 84 is now going to be? I think October or something like that.
Yeah.
If all these sports get off the ground, October is going to be the craziest sports month or entertainment month or combined month, because everybody's putting stuff off, and then be like, hey, October, here we go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.